Welcome to Smart Marketing for Small Business. This is Les Wolf, CEO of the Smart Marketing Group in Philadelphia. And we are here to see what we can do to help you be smarter. And we do that through a whole range of ways. Guests that we have and topics that we cover. But we also have four LinkedIn groups that you might look at, participate, get to know each other, interact, and exchange ideas. And they are Smart Marketing for Small Business, the same name as the show, Creative Thinkers Forum, the idea that you think more creatively, and it's not as difficult as people think, and we'll get into a little of that tonight. Celebrities for Marketing. A lot of people would love to have celebrities, but are not quite sure that they can afford them or how to use them most innovatively, and we show them how to do that, and others do too, through the interchange of thoughts and ideas on the LinkedIn groups. And then there is the Fearless Marketers. Fearless Marketers is another LinkedIn group, and that's dedicated to people who are risk takers, which most marketers, unfortunately, are not. But if you want to break the mold, you want to get away from the crowd and stand out, that requires being a little bit fearless. And we'll talk a little bit about that tonight as well. In addition, we have our blog, smartmarketingmoves.com. Again, that's smartmarketingmoves.com. We have our website, smartmarketinggroup.com. And we have the email where you can reach out to me with questions that you have, issues that you want to discuss, concerns that matter to you, or stories you want to share with us. And perhaps you want to be a guest on this show. And we would look forward to that opportunity. If what you have through your experience and your expertise can help our listeners learn a little bit more, benefit a little bit from some fresh thinking. Now, in addition to that, if you go up to our blog or to our website, you'll see on our website a thing that we call advisory services. You click it on and you'll see a thing called the Time Block Program. This is designed for people who don't want to get into retainer relationships, but we'll discuss it later. What I'd like to do is get on the topic tonight. And the topic we talked about, common sense, is it missing from your marketing efforts? I often talk in my lectures about common sense as I refer to it as the uncommon factor. Because common sense does not seem to run in rampant avenues through the marketing world. Yes, I know I'm cynical and opinionated, but that's my opinion. And I have a half a century of experience in the marketing realm to back it up. But let's talk about common sense. And one of the areas of common sense that I often find ignored is fundamentals. And I recently wrote an article that will be published in a couple of weeks at the Philadelphia Business Journal related to what I call five marketing fundamentals, the keys to success. Fundamentals are common sense. They don't go away with all of the technology. But what got me to write that article was I got irritated by an article in the prestigious Harvard Business Review, I'll get that out again, the Harvard Business Review, where the writer declared, marketing is dead. It grabbed a lot of attention, especially on the business-oriented social media such as LinkedIn.com. The onslaught of comments from around the world was interesting, but the opinion from those with the most experience in the marketing arena, you know, they seem to feel that the magazine hurt the reputation as a publication to be taken seriously for having published this piece, which has little merit to it. And as you know, I like quotations, so I'm going to give you one right now. Success is neither magical nor mysterious. Success is the natural consequence of consistently applying the basic fundamentals. Jim Rohn, R-O-H-N, stated that. You know, in a world today, we are so driven with internet technology and its various applications. There seems to be a misunderstanding as to what is a delivery system and what is smart thinking. There very honestly is no magic formula to marketing. There are basic fundamentals combined with common sense, creative thinking, effective communications, imaginative execution, and sound implementation of the related strategies. But it all starts with understanding the fundamentals. So we're going to talk about fundamentals. In particular, we're going to talk about five basic fundamentals that I feel are often overlooked. You know, the first one, this may sound silly to you, but it's an obvious fundamental, thinking. And General George S. Patton, I think, hit the nail on the head when he said, if everyone is thinking alike, then somebody isn't thinking. And we see that all the time. I go back to another one of the articles that I have written saying, are you a mimic marketer? Do you replicate, duplicate, imitate rather than originate? If you're thinking like everyone else, then you probably aren't thinking too much at all. Because the general had a point. Too many firms' marketing activities are based on what I refer to as a reactive mode of operations rather than a proactive one. How best to get the right perspective to what should be done and how to get it done. Now, we need to initiate and encourage conversation, even critical commentary from those who work in all areas that impact the customer, including, obviously, the customer themselves, even the vendors who would probably be extremely happy to be recognized for their knowledge of the field. And their desire is obvious. They want to make you successful because they make more money. And your competition. As I said, you know, with the mimic marketing, people tend to want to follow the crowd. But as someone once stated, if you follow the crowd won't follow you. And why is this? Why does this happen? And not just occasionally, on a consistent basis. Why does this happen? Well, part of this relates from a fear of taking risk. But, you know, risk is reduced when one has established an environment where everyone is motivated to think for the benefit of not only the company, but the security that underlies their concerns for the success of the company, of their employer, and their employment, especially in a difficult economy. So the key to it is people have to take the time to think. And one of the weaknesses that I find is that people have so much that they want to say that even though they're thinking, they have to take time to listen, to ask questions, listen to the responses that come back. And then they are in a position to think even sharper, clearer, more focused. So part of thinking is also asking questions, listening to the answers, and see how it comes in. Then there's another thing, you know, something that I had a discussion recently with some young college interns that we were working with on a thing we call the Internship Collective. And I told them to learn of what I call the fundamental of observation and absorption. And what that is, it's the basis for creating a differentiation between you and your competition. As I mentioned, most businesses in most categories tend to operate like each other. which always leads to opportunities that are often overlooked and untapped. Therefore, it's key to create a marketing intelligence approach to notice what your competition is doing, absorbing as much info as you can in their operations, looking not only where you were similar, but where you were different. Identifying the positive differences that you can provide that will set you aside. It's called thinking outside the box. Part of the problem is nowadays, I'm not sure many people know what the box is. Now, as one of my favorite quotes states, most of us don't recognize opportunity until it goes to work in our competitor's business. I wanted you to think about that while I took a sip of water. All right. Fundamental number three, the message, understanding the right perspective. Communication that impacts, that creates desired response, that stimulates people, motivates them, and activates them. Now, that audience starts, you get people to take action with words that sometimes, and with visuals, designed to grab attention, create awareness, and much more. Now, we begin to learn wisely when we're willing to see the world through other people's perspectives. You know, one of the most overlooked aspects of communicating your message can be observed in just examining your business card file. And I mean this seriously. You should pull out some of the business cards that you get, including your own. Because usually 7 out of 10 would leave you in a quandary trying to figure out what they do if you didn't remember from having dealt with them or having gotten their card. The company name and possibly the use of a tagline goes a long way to positively position your firm, you know, just in the interaction and interchange of activities that take place on a daily basis in the business landscape. You know, the message is important, and it is one of the things that are so often overlooked. You know, finding out that something doesn't work is also the first step to learning what does work. In your advertising, promotion, public relation efforts, you know, one has to create a message that resonates with the audience. And the most effective way to achieve that is to reach them from their perspective. Because who's the most important person to your customer? Themselves. You simply have to focus on what's important to them. What benefits do they perceive they'll receive by making the decision you want made to achieve your goals? Now, if there's any one secret of success, it lies in the ability to get the other person's point of view and see things from his angle as well as your own. And those are not my words. Those are Henry Ford. The message that I want to get to you is to understand the integration of communicating your message through all of the structural elements of your strategy with persistence and consistency. You know, that'll reinforce the impact potential of that message and ultimately your bottom line. Communication is so key if you are communicating from the perspective of the audience that you are trying to reach out to. I mean, it is so important, and it is so often overlooked. In fact, one of the things that I do when I give speeches and workshops, but in particular speeches, I create a thing called the highly interactive dialogue approach. Because even though an audience might like to learn from my experience and my expertise, they're really there with concerns about what their issues are. And I look at creating a conversation with my audiences. And the idea of creating a conversation is a very effective way to deal with your audience, be it through advertising, through promotion, through public relations. Or, as I do, I said, give speeches. You can also do on the internet, where people can basically develop a rapport with you through electronic conversation. But the more you converse with people, the more you get to understand what's important to them, and they get to build a rapport with you that positions you way above your competition because you show that you care. So one of the things that I would tell you and is to get out there and communicate as effectively as you can. And some of the ways to help you do that are the LinkedIn groups I mentioned before, Smart Marketing for Small Business, Celebrities for Marketing, Creative Thinkers Forum, and Fearless Marketers. Our blog, smartmarketingmoves.com. Our website, smartmarketinggroup.com. As I mentioned earlier, we have a thing we call the Advisory Time Block Program. And that was designed, and it's an example of what I talk about, the thinking, the marketing aspect. It was designed after years of dealing with clients who, especially small businesses, that don't want to get in a position where they're paying thousands of dollars a month in retainer relationships, but they need help. They don't need help all the time, but they need help. And the key to it is they can buy blocks of time, as little as an hour, with no limit to what they want in the number of hours. But the key to it, it is good for 12 months. So even if they buy 1 hour and they break it into 10 6-minute discussions, that's fine. But the point being is they have someone they can turn to, an organization they can turn to with years of experience and expertise. And that's not just myself, but my resource network, my team. The fact is it's a very affordable way to do things. So if you go up to our website, Smart Marketing Group, click on Advisory Services, you can see the Time Block Program. And also if you go up to smartmarketingmoves.com, our blog, you can click on an ad that will bring you to the same place on our website. But the key is communication. Let's go to another marketing fundamental that is very commonsensible. That is people. They're the ingredient that's the foundation of business. As Phil Condon, CEO, chairman of Boeing, once said, none of us is smart as all of us. Nothing gets done without the involvement of people. Although this is often overlooked in management who have that ivory tower mentality, when one creates a we're all in it together atmosphere, marketing efforts get better, sharper, and more successful. This is especially true when all know that they're in some way will benefit from putting forth their best efforts to enhance the success of the team. I just saw a television interview this morning with Jack Welch, the former chairman of GE, and his wife, and they were talking about this point. They've just written a book on this, and she had worked for the Harvard Business Review. But they basically had pointed out, when you build that team effort, you look at the people, you're not dictating to them, you're making them part of a team where everyone benefits from the success. Thus, everyone is encouraged to participate to make sure that things are successful. It's commonsensical, but it's not done often enough. It's not a common thing. And one of the reasons it is not a common thing deals with what I call the fifth fundamental, attitude. It's the fundamental that reflects on the success of everything you do. I believe attitude defines the altitude that you can reach. The stance you take influences the outcome you'll get, and the attitude approach you establish in your marketing operations and activities plays a significant role in the quality and quantity of the results you will gain. You know, this is just common sense. And, you know, if you understand these fundamentals, they're key to what marketing is. It's not only the latest information and communication and promotion and publicity and sales, training and systems and techniques. It's what they are when they are woven together to produce a beautiful, powerful, workable marketing mosaic. You know, I started out as, you know, criticizing an article in the Harvard Business Review on saying marketing is dead. Well, in its defense, I'd like to share a description, which I've used on different on past shows, of marketing that reinforces the rationale for consideration of the fundamentals we just talked about. It comes from a highly respected Harvard Business School professor, Theodore Levitt, in his book Marketing for Growth, when he described, "Marketing is all the exhilarating big things and all the troublesome little things that must be done in every nook and cranny of the entire corporate organization to achieve the purpose of attracting and holding and retaining a customer." And believe it or not, that was in 1969 that it was written, and it still holds true today. You know, don't let what you cannot do interfere with what you can do. Now, these five fundamentals, and I just want to repeat them briefly, in the sense, are common sense activities that you need to look at in your marketing effort. Thinking, being proactive, you know, so that you are constantly looking for how you can enhance things. Observing and absorbing what everyone is doing that's on a similar basis and see where the opportunities are to differentiate yourself. Understanding that the right perspective of the message you deliver has got to be from your target audience's point of view. And that you have to build a team with people that want to be part of a team. And part of that is showing respect for everyone's opinion and attitude. And attitude affects all of the points that I was making. But it's the fundamental that, as I said, reflects on the success of everything you do. All right, I recently subscribe to a new publication. Excuse me one second. I talk so much I needed to moisten my lips with something non-alcoholic. Basically, I subscribe to a new publication called Website. And the idea of the publication is that it is constantly looking at how to enhance your activities on the internet, on your website. But they recently had an article in the, I think it was the March issue, that talked about, you know, the title was, "They Said What? Conversion-Killing Copy Habits to Avoid." And some of the things that we were just talking about play a role here. And they talk about the WEWE syndrome. Well, you know, it's like, imagine being on a first date with someone who talks consistently about him or herself. You know, even the most interesting person will eventually come across as an egomaniac. And many websites fall into this because their focus is totally on them rather than the customer. And this is, goes back to the point that I was talking about. It's not just in for other forms of advertising. In the internet, any form of communication, you have to use common sense and understand to get people's attention. You have to talk from their perspective. You know, it's one thing to talk about your features in your business, but features are only good when they highlight the benefits that one receives from having purchased your product or service. So the fact is, you need to be clear in your communication, especially on the internet. You know, when you use jargon or acronyms, they may be something that all the people in your company understand, but that doesn't mean it translates well on copy related to your website. So you have to think, is the speech that I am putting down, the words that I'm putting down, are they acronyms, jargon that would not be familiar to the audience that I'm trying to reach? Again, it's just common sense. Be user-friendly. And it is a thing that so often will set you aside from your competition. You know, the idea is that you can focus on facts and features, but people are emotional human beings. And research has shown how important emotions are in helping people make decisions. So the idea of effective web content finds the right balance between describing physical attributes and features while vividly describing the benefits of purchase in a way that triggers a strong emotional response. Now, and the other thing is, just like in direct response copywriting, what you want to do is also look at the fact, are you creating a sense of urgency in the materials, in the copy that you're putting in the website? You know, the most effective websites have figured out how to minimize the risk of procrastination by infusing genuine urgency into offers. This might include putting a deadline on a special sale price or discount offer, indicating the specific quantity that remains in stock, or promising a certain delivery date if the order is placed in, you know, X number of minutes. Again, you can't ignore the power of words. Those words, from, as I said, something as simple as your business card, to your company name, to a tagline that describes you, to your website. Common sense, ask yourself, if I was the person at the other side being communicated to, am I making it easy for that person to grasp what it is I'm trying to say? Am I making it easy for that person to respond and react in a way that will be positive to my bottom line? You need to ask that question. And if you think you're too close to that, test it. Use focus groups. Go out and talk to customers. Talk to your salespeople, who in many cases, you know, they are consumers. They may give a perspective if you have shown them the respect to say, hey, I want your opinion. What have you found that customers are saying? It is so key. All right, I want to remind you again, the blogs, Smart Marketing Moves, smartmarketingmoves.com, the LinkedIn groups, Fearless Marketers, Creative Thinkers Forum, Celebrities for Marketing, Smart Marketing for Small Business, and our email address, marketingsmartly@aol.com. If you would like to talk about having me speak, talk about workshops, things we can do, and webinars, things to help you build your business. And again, we want to hear from you at, again, marketingsmartly@aol.com. If you have something you can contribute that will make this program more interesting and valuable to its listeners. And, of course, it will get you some nice exposure as well. I thank you for all your attention. I look forward to next Wednesday. We will hopefully have a very nice program for you. So take care. Have a good holiday for those who are celebrating it. And we will talk to you. Take care.